From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Trinidadian government wins the battle to provide free life-saving drugs to people with HIV/AIDS. Further ethnic tensions in Guyana as three people are found dead in a cane field. And a Barbadian dame's dream is set to come true. I'm Karen Weir, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. There's been a surprise announcement in Trinidad and Tobago, made by the Health Minister, Hamza Rafiq, about the distribution of antiretroviral drugs on the islands. The government has been battling with pharmaceutical companies to drastically reduce the cost of drugs for treating people fighting the HIV/AIDS virus. A short while ago, I spoke with our Port of Spain correspondent, Tony Fraser, who gave me the latest.
The Minister of Health has indicated that after a number of months of negotiating with the multinational pharmaceutical companies, that the companies have agreed to sell the antiretroviral drugs to the government of Trinidad and Tobago at a 90% discount, meaning that the government would have to pay 10% of the market cost of the drugs. And then the government will make that drug available to persons who are living with HIV and AIDS.
And when was that announcement made?
The announcement was made on the weekend, and it comes after a lot of discussion.